On this Thanksgiving Day, I thought it would be appropriate in the homily to talk about the two parts of Thanksgiving. And I don't mean turkey and football. Not that those aren't two important parts of Thanksgiving, but since we're in church, I thought we'd focus on a little bit more of the spiritual parts of Thanksgiving. The first part of Thanksgiving is knowing just what it is we ought to be thankful for. You hear this a lot on the radio and on TV at this time of year. When it comes time for Thanksgiving, reporters, it seems, are always shoving a microphone in someone's face saying, "On this day of Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?" And you get various responses, and you know, everything from, "Well, I'm thankful to my iPhone. Glad I've got my MP3 player. I'm thankful for my car." Particularly amongst the high school students, "I'm thankful I can drive. You know, I'm thankful that I have my family with me. I'm thankful that I overcame cancer this year. I'm thankful that I'm still alive. I'm thankful for a whole wide variety of things. Thankful that I have a job. I'm thankful that even though I don't have a job, that God is still providing for us." There's a lot of things to be thankful for, and they're all good things, from the least material thing, like our iPods, all the way down to our health and our family. There's a whole spectrum of things we can be thankful for on this day of Thanksgiving, and they're all good. But you know, Jesus reminds us that some of these material things, that even as we look around and say, "Wow, we have got a lot. We should really be thankful for the great material wealth that we have in this country." Jesus reminds us that all that material wealth will ultimately not make us happy. It won't inspire a true sense of thanksgiving in us. In fact, we notice that the more material possessions we have, often the more unhappy we can become. I notice, particularly in our culture, that we who have so much in this country often then slip into this kind of negativity, and aren't we often complaining? Even with all we have, it seems like we find not oftentimes enough to be thankful for, but we find a lot to complain about. Thanksgiving is really the opposite of that. For in true thanksgiving, we know how to be thankful and joyful and at peace, even when, objectively speaking, we might have very little. You know, we have the great blessing on this Thanksgiving Day of gathering with the family of Harold and Mary Schmidt, who are here celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And what a great gift that is to be thankful for. But you know, I had a chance this past week to visit with both Harold and Mary. And you know, they were in different places because Mary was unfortunately back in the hospital. And Harold was going to be going back into the hospital. And I was going to visit them to bring them the anointing of the sick. And it was interesting because although they've been married for 60 years, and I met them separately this time because Harold was at home while Mary was at the hospital. I met with Harold and anointed him, and he's going to be going back in again for some procedures. And, you know, as I talked with him, he had every reason to kind of be frustrated with the situation of in and out of treatment. And, you know, he instead said to me, "Thanks, Father. Thanks for being here, and I've just got so much to be thankful for at this Thanksgiving." And then I went from visiting Harold, and I went to the hospital to visit Mary, who had just gotten home only to find that she fell and broke her hip right away and was back in the hospital again. And I thought, oh my goodness, if anyone had a reason to kind of feel sad and discouraged, that would probably be Mary. But as I met with Mary, she too was like, "Oh, Father, thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy that I think I'm going to be able to be at Mass on Thanksgiving Day to be with all my family for the blessing of my marriage. And God has just been so good. I am so thankful on this Thanksgiving." And here is someone who is, you know, in the hospital with having broken her hip and would maybe be inclined to think, what is God doing? But instead, just radiating thanksgiving. And even as she can't hardly move in the hospital there, she's like, Father, God has just been so good and I am so thankful. That is really, I think, a beautiful witness to just the joy that comes from 60 years of marriage, but more importantly, a lifetime lived giving thanks to God. Because the great example, I think, of Harold and Mary is that, like so many others, in any situation, we can always look and find something to complain about and say how we don't have enough, or our circumstances aren't fair, or why is this happening to us? But we also have the option of saying, you know what? Things are pretty good. We've got a lot to be thankful for. In 60 years of marriage, there are no doubt many times when one could say, this isn't what I planned on, it's not what I bargained for, and this is difficult. But if we were to give up or to dwell on the negatives, we never get to this beautiful day that Harold and Mary celebrate today. We never get to those 60 years when you can look back and say, wow, we've got a lot to be thankful for. So I think the first lesson, the first part of Thanksgiving, is knowing just what we should be thankful for. And that means in season and out of season, just as we said in our psalm today, we give thanks to God always, no matter what circumstances we're in. That is the first key to Thanksgiving. But the second part of Thanksgiving goes way beyond just what we should be thankful for and looking around and feeling good about our circumstances or the things that we have, because in many times our circumstances may not be so good. But Thanksgiving is primarily not about what are we thankful for, but rather is focused on to whom should we be thankful. And that is, of course, why we gather today. We are thankful to God. That is the reason that gives us peace and thanksgiving and joy, no matter what our circumstances are. This is the great lesson of our gospel today. Here we have 10 lepers that come to Jesus. To be a leper was to be completely outcast from society. You were not allowed even to gather with other people. And here comes Jesus, and he sends these 10 lepers off to the priests to show them that they had been healed. They were to present themselves to the priest to say, we are cleansed. And of course, on the way, we see that they are in fact healed. But then this very important key part of the gospel, one of the ten, a Samaritan, so not even a member of the chosen people, returns to give thanks to God. We often look at this and say, well, only one of the 10 was thankful. Well, I don't really necessarily think that's the case. I think all of them had a great thankfulness in their heart of having been cleansed from leprosy. They were once again reunited with society. I think they were probably all overjoyed. All 10 of them were therefore very thankful. But what about this one that returns? I think more than just knowing the thing that he should be thankful for, having been cured of leprosy, most importantly, this one that returns also knows to whom he should be thankful. He goes to God, to Jesus, to offer his thanks. That is the great and second part of Thanksgiving, knowing to whom we should go to be thankful, knowing the one that gave us everything we should be thankful for. That is the one to whom we offer our worship today, just like this Samaritan leper. We come today recognizing that we too have been cured. We have been blessed with so many gifts. We gather around the altar to give thanks in the very way that God has ordained, to offer the Eucharist, the very word that means thanksgiving. As we gather with our family and friends today, in whatever circumstances we find ourselves, and I think if we all look, we can find much to be thankful for, we offer our thanks to God, knowing that He is the source of all blessings. May we on this day rejoice to be with our family and friends, to gather around a great Thanksgiving meal, to maybe enjoy some turkey and football, but also to be mindful of the great God that gives everything that we have. To Him be all thanks and honor and praise. Amen.